This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Around 89,000 XL customers without power today in Boulder, Clear Creek, Gilpin, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties. The state's largest energy company implemented another planned safety power shutdown at 5 a.m. this morning ahead of hurricane-level wind forecasts. Gusts over 100 miles per hour have been recorded around Boulder. It's unclear when power will be restored. Highways are closed throughout the Front Range. That includes both directions of I-25 near the Wyoming border, as well as Highway 93 between Arvada and El Dorado Springs, and U.S. 36 north of Boulder. A grand jury will consider a case from El Paso County from this past summer, where sheriff's deputies were involved in a fatal shooting. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Initial reports from law enforcement said the shooting took place after the suspect became physically aggressive toward deputies and grabbed and deployed one of their tasers. The deputies were responding to a 911 call from a concerned neighbor. The case is now in the hands of a grand jury, which will decide if there's enough evidence to bring criminal charges against the two deputies. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Many Colorado Latinos face challenges in getting health care. Some are uninsured, others are paying higher costs. A church in Greeley recently hosted a health fair in its parking lot offering free screenings and vaccines. Myra Gomez says her mom was grateful to get a free shot.
She got her shingles vaccine. I know when she went to the clinic, it was very, very expensive, so she wasn't able to get her second dose. She said she was able to get it here.
About 1 in 5 immigrant adults reported skipping or postponing health care returns. This is CPR News.